This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
BJ and Jamie.
My wife and I, we've been planning a summer vacation before Frog goes back to school. I think we'll go to Panama City. I can scuba dive. It's still a kind of a really Florida touristy type town.
BJ.
So Jamie walks in this morning and informs me she's booked vacation with me in Panama City.
No way.
Yeah.
She's going along.
There's a chance her and I are on the same dive boat. Okay? She snaked me. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what she asked me, Spadell?
What?
What flight are you on?
What's your flight number?
Jamie.
I saved you guys two chairs.
Unbelievable.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, here we go. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, and it's free. Anywhere you go, you can take the Odyssey app and you'll get us. That's right. And the podcast is there too. The entire show. Good morning. Welcome to a Thursday. Feels a little cooler out there, doesn't it?
I'm loving it.
I like it. We got rain yesterday, man. Heavy rain yesterday.
Oh, it came down.
Yeah. It was rocking yesterday. I don't know, what, 4 o'clock or so?
Yeah.
Something about like that. It came rolling through the area, and man, oh, man, cooled things down. But I guess the 90s are on the way again. So we're not completely in the fall just yet.
No, not exactly.
Just a false alarm. Just a false alarm. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Like you said, it feels like fall a little bit. Yeah. It's a nice little break from the heat.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm into it.
I do like it. Good morning to you, Spadell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm ready for some football, man.
Woo!
Let's go.
Funny you should say that, buddy, because I'm ready too. Yeah! And right on cue, right on cue. Although, the only thing I'm not ready for is Kansas City and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Because you know she's going to be at the game. First game of the season.
We're going to see her a million times tonight.
Dude, I'm not ready for that. I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to claim I even watched it. Okay? Because you know she's going to be there. You know they're going to have the cameras on her 50,000 times tonight. And who knows? She might have drawn up the first play they run.
Yeah.
Who knows? Could be the case. Maybe I don't. I hope when they run a play, I hope it doesn't score. I hope it loses yards.
No, the NFL's going to be like, let this score.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hello.
What are you doing there, pumpkin?
Well, I didn't really sleep last night.
No.
It's because, I mean, the thunderstorms were crazy.
Last night?
Oh, yeah.
Overnight?
Yeah, 1 a.m.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, boom!
Yeah, I knew they were supposed to happen. I don't know if it happened to my house or not because I sleep like a baby.
Well, they happened during the day, too. We had them during the day.
Afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, the afternoon. And then all of a sudden at midnight, 1 a.m., I'm like, okay, can we not do this right now?
Yeah, we talked about the one at 4 o'clock. One at 4 o'clock was rocking, man.
That thing
came through. It was smoking, man. I don't know what happened overnight. I know it was in the forecast. In fact, it was forecasted for this morning, too, but I haven't seen anything this morning. But I didn't hear anything last night. I slept, baby.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I went home yesterday, Jamie, and I was so tired, man. You wore me out yesterday.
I did. That's what all the men say. You've not been the first, my friend.
So you've heard this before. You wore me out, girl. And I went home and took a nap from 11:30 and woke up at 3:30.
Oh, my. Really?
Wow. And you still slept again?
Is that even considered a nap?
Wait, and then you slept again?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then I went back to bed.
You know what my mom always said? My mom always said, you wouldn't have slept that long if you didn't need it.
Oh,
yeah. So your body obviously needed it, or you're almost 80. I don't know. One or the other.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. I did need it, but I slept for like 4 hours yesterday. Dang. Then went back to bed at like 8:30.
I can't believe I could actually go back
Me
to bed.
Me either. I could never go back to bed.
I am well rested.
Nice.
Jamie White feels awful, but BJ is raring to go today.
I didn't even take out my cans today because I was so late.
Are you delayed today?
Huh?
Yeah.
Are you delayed or you're still on schedule?
I don't think so.
Because of the holiday?
Yeah, I know we talked about this yesterday. I don't know.
Yeah, nobody ever knows.
Either way, I didn't take them out.
I never know. I swear I never know. I just take a guess at it, put it out there, and if it happens, and if it doesn't, they stay out there for 48 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm always the first one to get them out, so I can't look around and see if anybody's because we're not allowed to take them out before, I sneak them out, but we're not allowed to take them out before 5 a.m. because of bears.
I get that.
Yeah.
The bears are... Yeah, they just want to have fun, don't they?
Well, they just tear through your trash.
Yeah. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A little bit cooler out there. You're going to be able to feel about 55 degrees. Feels good, doesn't
Look,
it?
I brought my Columbia jacket in. I went full blown.
What the hell are we going to do when it gets 10 degrees out there? We're just going to stay home. All right, back after this, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I love these short weeks. You come out of a three-day weekend.
All of a sudden, it's Thursday. It's crazy.
Flies by. Doesn't it?
It does. Man.
I like it. I like it. I could do this all the time. I mentioned this yesterday. I wish they would pass that 4-day work week thing. That would be so cool. I mean, a lot of countries do it, but not here for some reason.
Yeah.
I guess we need the productivity, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
Yep,
do.
Yep.
5 days it is.
Yep.
And then sometimes I think, you know, we're always so excited on the weekend, but I'm like, on Fridays, but all of us worked on the Friday. So really, it's only Saturday and Sunday off. Because I always feel like, oh, Friday, thank God. And I'm like, wait, we did work. But then Saturday and Sunday are over. But I don't know about you guys, but Sunday when it comes, I'm like, tomorrow.
I know. I just start thinking about work.
Like the only real enjoyable day of the weekend is Saturday.
Yeah. That way, 3-day weekends, it's great because you got like that buffer day.
That's Sunday. Yeah.
Exactly.
And and we love our jobs. Don't get us wrong. It's just that getting up part that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
That's the part that sucks. Like this is easy and we're not bitching about it. But that waking up, that first alarm, oh my God.
Yeah.
And then I see you active people. And I'm driving to work feeling sorry for me, but then you guys are running and I'm like, what the hell? I'm the laziest person on the planet. Like, I'm bitching because I have to drive in and you're running.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, there's those people. Right?
Yeah, but I look at them like, okay, that's a choice they made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like ours is like we're obligated, you know?
Well, yes.
We have to answer the bell, but
called
those people running,
I
feel like that they chose to do that, so suffer. Suffer. I hope it hurts.
I feel like they like it.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too.
But they're out there, man, at like 4:30 in the morning and jogging away. Take it off.
My kid's just become a runner now, and he loves it, and I don't get it. He absolutely, he's like, Mom, your brain just goes blank. He's like, you just don't even think, and you're just like, it's a euphoric kind of feeling, and you're just so proud of yourself.
I think you either have it built in you or you don't.
Yeah, okay? I agree with that.
Because I love sports. I loved playing sports all through school. Played sports all the way up until I was, you know, in the late 20s. And I loved it, but I hated running.
Well, I always got a stitch in my side, and I couldn't run through it. I even bought a book about how to run through it. I bought a whole book about how to run through a stitch because it's this pain in your side, and they call it a stitch, and it's this pain in your side that is just, you think you're going to die, but you're supposed to run through it? That's a lie.
I've never heard of a stitch.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
It's called a stitch?
Yeah.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
I've heard the term.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Some people, I mean, I used to get it too when we ran, but it always wore off. It never stayed with me, and
you're
I don't think I
supposed to run
could
through
it.
It. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. It hurts so bad. And I am pretty good tolerance to pain, but oh my God.
I don't know how some people do it, though. I go out to these races with my wife because she likes to run, and they'll do these 12Ks or 15Ks or whatever Ks they are, and you'll see some people that look like they could have run a half a mile.
Yeah.
And they run for 12, 14 miles. I don't know how they pull it off.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Now, why is your kid picking up running? It's just something he wants to
do?
Yeah,
he's cutting right now, BJ.
It's cutting season.
It's cutting season.
What's that mean?
I don't know. It's where he's cutting so you can see all the definition of his stomach muscles and everything.
Oh.
So before he goes to college, he's cutting.
Oh, you got to look good when you show up first day. Come on.
And he's on that carotene or something.
Creatine?
Creatine, crap.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is dangerous, but whatever.
No, it's one of the most studied supplements of like all time. It's pretty safe.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's taking that crap. I don't know. These chicks in California are hot, and my son's aware of it. Yeah. So.
He's just gearing up, baby.
You know, that's a good move on his part.
Yeah.
You know, that kid's thinking ahead.
Guns out.
He's going to go places.
Yeah, so he's been going to the gym. He joined a gym. He's been cutting. These tramps, man, he shows me pictures of them because there's a whole like group of them. They all communicate. Now in college, you know everybody before you go. It's the weirdest thing because of the internet. They all are friends and they haven't even met each other. But these whores, man.
He's scoping them out.
Oh my God, the way they dress. They dress like they live on the beach or something.
I wish I could go with him.
I know, good for him. I feel good for him.
I want to go too. Yeah. Can he take me in a suitcase? Now, I'm not cut.
Believe me, he's going to miss me.
But I could be the opposite of cut for him.
Yeah, right.
He might run into a couple of these skanks that actually, you know, go for guys like me.
The big boys.
Go for that dad bod.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I don't like cut. I like dad bods. Hey, girl, right here I am.
It's funny you say that because I have one of my best friends, the first boy I kissed in second grade. Like, he's just my bestest friend. And it was funny because when I went back home, like, he even liked me when I was fat. So sweet. I was like, because I was just talking to him about my dad's cabin and he's helping me with it back home. And I'm like, you are like my bestest friend. Like, you even told me I was pretty when I was fat. That's the kind of person you need in your life.
Yeah.
They don't care if you're cut. They don't care. They love you no matter what.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
So what time are we leaving to go to California? I got to get my crap packed, man. I got to be ready to go. Can I stay in the dorm? Am I one of the dorm bros?
Yeah, you're
what are they called again?
R.A. You can... Oh, the balcony bros.
Balcony bros.
Yeah,
I want to be a balcony bro.
Yeah, you're
now,
balcony.
I might break the balcony.
Yeah, you're a balcony bro.
But I'll just stand in the doorway and not get on the balcony.
I think it's still so weird they give college kids, like, balconies.
I do, too.
That is a little odd.
And they have to take a grilling class. They have to take this, like... After their classes, if they want a grill on their balcony, they have to go to a grill safety class.
It makes sense because if you don't clean it, that fire can get out of hand fast.
I was just like, what do you mean? Because I'm like, all right, so do you want some patio furniture on the balcony? Like, or like, are you allowed to have a little fire pit? And he's like, oh no, we're getting a grill, but we have to take a grill class. Grill safety 101.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of need that one because I literally am terrified of putting propane on a fire pit or on a grill and turning it on and turning the other nozzle on and lighting it. Oh my God.
I've never lived in a place where I had a balcony where that you're allowed to grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually a big no-no, man. You don't fire it up because above you, I mean, it's a ceiling, the floor, basically, but another balcony.
Right, but they're staggered. That's why.
Oh,
Yeah, so only the quads have a balcony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because I used to live in a condo here in town, and you couldn't, a lady actually burned down the condo, remember?
Makes sense.
Yeah, she did one of those fried turkeys for Thanksgiving, and it was like, she was like 80 years old. And she dropped a frozen turkey in hot grease and burned down the entire building.
Oh my God. The entire building?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Fire department, it was a brand new community.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't have water in that area just yet as far as with the fire hydrants. And so when the truck showed up, all they could do is use what was in the truck, and they had no other access to water.
Wow.
Burned down the entire thing.
All for a turkey.
80-year-old woman over a frozen turkey.
Did she get to eat any of it?
I don't know what happened to her. I have no idea. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hang on a second. I got to move something here so we can play something else. And we will be right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, it's that time of the morning where we talk about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. That's right. We don't want to let you down, people. It's funny because I was watching TMZ yesterday, because now I record it, so I have stuff to talk to you guys about.
I mean, it makes sense.
Right? So now I record it. Anyway, and a lot of their fans on TMZ were like, leave Travis and what's her name, Taylor, alone. Like, who cares? The NFL needs her. They need her. And the fact that she's on the little promo for the NFL 5 times, who cares? The NFL need her. She's great for the NFL.
Now, who said this?
Some of their fans.
Oh, some of their fans said this. TMZ, it would be their fans. It wouldn't be the NFL fans.
No, TMZ fans.
TMZ fans.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, when you use it, TMZ, I wouldn't say TMZ. I'd say my sources.
Oh, yeah. My sources.
Okay. Makes it legit, Spadell? That's not funny.
No, I just like it. Yeah.
I know, but I feel like a lot of people watch TMZ and then they're like, you just ripped that off from TMZ.
Well, and you're such an honest person.
I really am.
I mean, you come on here and you admit I recorded them. I stole their content.
I did.
Blah, blah, blah. Most people don't do that, Jamie. They use my sources. Tell me. It's like you got a secret phone call at midnight last night from somebody that knows Taylor.
But I feel like they have the most things that are going on, so I'm just going to steal it.
And they're always like on top of it. They got cameras everywhere.
All right. I just thought I'd give you a little tip there.
And just the tip.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, so it's that time again. It's Travis Kelce. He was on his New Heights podcast. Did I mention they're making like $100 million on that podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Between the two of them, he and his brother. It's called New Heights. And he talks about purchasing a racehorse. Number one.
Hang on a second. I got to pull it up here.
Okay.
I'm caught off guard again. Hang on.
Here. I bought a horse, man.
You bought a horse? I did see this.
How about that? Old Swift Delivery.
Swift Delivery. So did the name prompt interest or did the horse?
I'll say, you know, when the stars align, you know, yeah. It's just, it feels good to, jump on board. So you have really good friends that are good people that are into horse racing. That,
so the Zoldans.
Yes, the Zoldans. They invited me to the Derby this year and I had one of the best times ever at the Derby.
Love it.
As they were my host. And sure enough, I was like, man, that'd be fun to like get involved and like see one of your horses like in a race. Like that seems like it would be a fun thing to be a part of. They asked me if I wanted to jump in on a three-year-old that they had, and the name was it made sense to team up with this one, it being Swift Delivery.
I saw the horse race.
My God.
I watched it.
You watched what?
That horse race.
Okay.
I saw the horse. Whoa, the Swifty.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. He wasn't very good, though.
The fact that this guy bought a horse because it was called Swift Delivery is my worst nightmare right now.
It's pathetic.
It is so pathetic. I mean, come on. What are you going to buy the trucking company next? My God.
I didn't even think about that. That's a great idea. Yeah. You should jump all over that.
Tomorrow, he's like, I bought that trucking company. You know, it says Swift on the side. Yeah, it's my trucking company. I mean, come on. This is so cheeseball.
I like it.
And the fact that he's following in MC Hammer's footsteps is also kind of scary. It's not cheap to own a horse. It's millions and millions of dollars. And MC Hammer talks about one of the biggest mistakes he made was buying racing horses because it just put him under. So Travis Kelce doesn't know anything about horse racing.
Don't bet on that horse, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Because I tried to. And I lost my butt on it.
That just... Can anybody tell me how much you paid for that? Can you look that up on? Oh. Who knows, right? All right. Well, anyway, we'll find out how much you paid for that. But he's kind of getting on my nerves. Anybody else on the board with that? Like the whole Swift Delivery when the stars align. If I'm Taylor Swift, and I'm not, obviously, I'm going, oh, my God. Like, seriously.
I've been against this whole thing with the NFL and Taylor Swift and too much publicity for Travis Kelce for quite a while. I'm sick and tired of it.
The breakdancer, you know that breakdancer from Australia? Well, she got a little break. She came on and she said, look, I'm really sorry about the breakdancing thing. And I know a lot of breakdancers are mad at me and stuff. And she didn't really say she was sorry that she did it. She was sorry that you know, they had her do it. So it wasn't quite an apology. But then she talked about how all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Sir Richard Branson called her up and asked her if she wanted to be on the cruise.
On the cruise?
You know, he owns cruise lines now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virgin.
Yep.
Virgin Cruises. And as an entertainment.
Shut up, like a show? That's odd. That's hilarious.
He was drunk.
I think he doesn't really drink, but I think that's really funny.
And he does, like, they just launched the All Adults or whatever. Yeah. Those drunk people would love that show at 2 a.m.
And you know, they would all take pictures with her like she's some kind of celebrity. It's actually a brilliant move on his part to have her. I don't know if I'd use it in a commercial.
People would go on that cruise just to see that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so he's adding it. By the way, I love those all-adult cruises. They look awesome. I get the ads for that from Virgin. They look amazing. I'm like, oh, my God.
A couple of my friends just did one, and they said it was fantastic.
On Virgin?
Yep.
Oh, it looks just so classy. Ritz-Carlton has one as well. They bought a ship. So he just called that girl out of nowhere. So I guess she's going to be on the Virgin Cruises. Let's see here. What else? Oh, Bradley Cooper, 49 years old. Gigi Hadid, 29 years old. They're saying that they're getting really, really, really close. They're 20 years apart. But the reason why people are saying that they're like super tight is they brought their kids on vacation.
No, that's serious.
That is serious. When you bring your kids on vacation, that's when you know it. Like, let's play family.
Yeah. Good for them, though.
Yeah. So the question is, who do you think is going to get married first? Will it be Taylor and Travis or Gigi and Brad?
I'd say Gigi and Brad.
Okay. Yeah. I would go with that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I would go with that one.
That one's who I'm thinking. They're saying Ben Affleck, super pissed off about the RFK Jr. daughter rumors. If you don't know, the whole story was that Ben Affleck is supposedly dating, her name is Kix, I believe, RFK Jr.'s daughter. But they're saying he's never even met her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I thought
we
they
saw
had
a
pictures
picture.
Together.
I did, too. But they're saying that they never even met.
I don't know.
I feel like I saw a picture.
Yeah, that rumor, that thing was pretty strong.
They say Ben Affleck is super pissed off about the whole situation, that he's never even met her. Kix also is saying, hey, what? No, I have not dated him. I don't know where this came from, but I thought we had pictures. Maybe they were photoshopped.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? In the meantime, though, J-Lo, super desperate. Oh, you guys. She just posted like 2 days ago. She's in her bathroom leaning over the sink, kind of, and there's a mirror behind her, and she took a selfie of her going like that, and her butt cheeks are in the other mirror,
mm-hmm.
and she's bent over.
I know. I studied the picture, and it's yes. a really good picture. It is a good picture.
She
there's
looks
no doubt
fantastic.
About that. And everybody was sharing that thing on social media, said, hey, look what Ben is missing now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
But I think it shows desperation. To be honest with you.
I think she's posted a couple of things that have shown that. Yeah, but that is one of them, yes.
And then the girls on the floor at TMZ are like, no, she's not. Oh, my God, she's just showing that she's over it. And then the guys are like, she looks desperate.
When you're in her position and everybody's talking about you, you got a marriage that's gone south, and you've brought up that it went south on the honeymoon. And I mean, some really bad news out there between the two of them. I think you lay off these type pictures for a while.
Yeah.
You know, you can always bring them back. Stuff. Your butt's not going to go anywhere. It's still going to be around. You can still take pictures down the road. But it just seems, it just doesn't seem like the right time for
her. She's also feeding into what he, you know, what we kind of expected, which is, I mean, what we kind of heard, sorry, which is that she's a lot and she's like really into her image and she's really into publicity and he didn't really want that. So she's just doing it again.
It's all about her.
She's proving it. Yeah. Right now, she is proving it by putting these pictures out there.
And then Bill Belichick. How old is Bill Belichick?
I don't know, like 60 something, 68?
He just now said he's just now on social media. Here
he's
he is.
72.
Oh,
72?
Yeah, he's old.
Woo!
All right,
before
we
go, Coach, I do believe there's you have an announcement to make. A lot of announcements, okay? This one is a big one. Ooh. I do believe if I am hearing what I think you're about to say correctly. Bill, any announcement for the people?
You know, Pat, I can't really believe I'm doing this, but I've joined InstaFace.
Yeah, right. He's on InstaFace.
Yes.
Bill, that wacky guy.
Who wrote that for
you? I don't know. It is funny.
He's already got 240,000.
He does?
Yep.
On InstaFace?
Yep.
240,000. Yeah. I've been on it for like 5 years and I have 1,500. I can't even get it to budge. Bill Belichick. My God. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
He posted a picture of his girlfriend, right?
I don't know.
I think that's what got him.
I'm not seeing anything of that.
I saw that he posted her picture.
Well, he's
that
on
that was
it.
A news story yesterday.
Yeah, there's only three posts. Okay. And it's all about the breaking news that he's on. Well, he's on Instagram.
My God.
No, InstaFace. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be back right after this. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Fans are fired up, and because the NFL begins tonight in Kansas City. The problem is we have to put up Taylor Swift, it looks like. I think she's going to be there.
Is it broadcast on regular television?
It is on NBC.
Nice.
And it starts at 6:20 tonight. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man.
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.